Hello and welcome. It's Wednesday the 25th of May 2016, and I'd like to say something, share something with you about depression and anxiety. Something that a lot of people experience. And the question I would like to say something about is who can understand or who knows about depression and anxiety? Well, there are two different questions, I suppose, to be honest, but to know about depression and anxiety could mean something as simple as anyone. The answer could be anyone who has heard that such things exist and who has read something about the symptoms, so they at least could define in some kind of way depression, anxiety, and you could say they know about depression, anxiety. So I suppose the more interesting question really is who understands depression and anxiety. Now, if you go to the doctor with either saying directly that you've got depression or anxiety, or indirectly saying it, what's likely to happen? I mean, as a general generalization, the GP will perhaps ask a few questions and perhaps will prescribe antidepressants. That's a generalization. But you do know, or there is a way in which, if you have experienced depression and anxiety yourself, there's a way in which you can tell immediately, or almost immediately, whether the doctor has experienced depression and anxiety or anxiety themselves. It's like a feeling that you get. I believe, certainly for me, when I've gone to meet a doctor, I get a strong impression very quickly, a perception and a belief that I'm right about it, from my interaction with the doctor within minutes. Now, I've never been bold enough to say to a doctor, tell me, before I go into what I have you personally experienced a depression and anxiety and suffered for a length of time, or maybe several times? So I believe that just as people who are in the military and have experienced, I'll call it active service, are often, very often in my experience, reluctant to talk about what it was actually like to be in a war situation, what it felt like, to people who haven't been there themselves. And I suspect that it's a bit the same. It is hard to talk to a doctor about depression and anxiety if you have the sensation that they don't understand. Of course, a doctor knows enough to prescribe antidepressants and might even be sensible enough to prescribe antidepressants and say to the person, look, come back to me in a week or 2 weeks' time and we'll talk about how your experience of taking these tablets, how that's been. But who really knows or understands depression and anxiety are the people who have had it. It's like the world can be divided, I think, into those who have experienced it and those who haven't. And people who haven't experienced it can be very caring, can be very concerned, can be very supportive, but there is a significant difference between what they bring to the support. I mean, for example, it is normal for a person who cares about somebody and hears that they're depressed. It is quite normal for them to suggest things that the depressed person can do, like go and get some exercise, try swimming, try running, watch your diet, give advice, very quickly give advice on what the person could do to, if you like, help themselves. I think it's very unlikely that somebody who has experience and understands depression would very quickly dispense advice. Their approach is much more likely to be attentive, indicating that they've heard, indicating how serious it is, you know, indicating their concern and their love, and in some way kind of reassuring the person that they're on their side, rather than dispensing advice. And also not to ask, they would be less inclined to ask probing questions. Probing questions can be felt by somebody who has depression and anxiety to be a bit like having something pushed into you, something that, you know what I mean, really. I mean like a dagger. I don't, that's too too exaggerating, but it is too pushy to ask questions, especially early in a conversation with a person. Keeping them company, showing that you accept them, showing that you don't have a wish to, you know, move on as quickly as you've heard the news, showing that you understand that there are no quick solutions, we'll say. Those are the kind of things that people who understand depression and anxiety do, I think. I think that's enough. It's a huge topic, but no, let me do the second part of it. The second part of it, I'm going to start by saying, look, I am hopeless about depression and anxiety. I have had many bouts of it, and I haven't yet found a way of stopping myself getting depressed and anxious. I mean really particularly depression rather than anxiety, because I think of depression as something that's enduring and you're down in every way for a long period of time. That's what I really mean. So I don't know about it. I wish I understood myself and, you know, how I wish I was able to, you know, knock it on the head, not ensure that I could avoid getting depressed in future. It's not really a matter of understanding, I suspect. I think it's a matter of changing your life, changing my life, certainly, so that I take some preventative action when I'm, you know, we'll say not depressed. So there's the two thoughts. For it could be summarized as, in a way, my position at the moment is that only people who have experienced depression themselves understand it. And secondly, that my understanding of my own depression is terribly, terribly weak if you judge understanding by the ability to take effective action to achieve desirable results. Thank you very much for listening. Just thank you very much for listening. Very grateful to you for your attention. Okay, bye-bye for now.